Nolte, groomers at Disney company watch stock price hit 8-year low. By John Nolte on November 9, 2022. The Walt Disney Company's open desire to sexually groom small children has undoubtedly contributed to a collapse in the perverted and predatory company's stunning stock plunge. As of 2 p.m. EST, Disney's price collapsed 13.5% compared to yesterday, which is its lowest level since 2014. If you purchased Disney stock right years ago at $86.45 a share 8 years ago, it is worth the same amount today. 2 years ago, Disney stock was worth $184 a share. Some of that erosion has obviously been caused by the Biden recession. But the company has gone out of its way to annihilate its brand as kid-safe and friendly. Disney openly embracing the sexual grooming of children through transsexual propaganda and promoting drag queens and homosexuality, all in kids' programming and movies, is like Colgate embracing tooth decay, pancakes embracing waffles, and hamburgers embracing tofu. Disney's entire reason for being, its whole existence, is founded upon the idea of safe and wholesome entertainment for children. Our culture has been a cesspool for decades. I don't have a problem with that. I certainly own my share of R-rated movies. This is a free country. But what Disney did, going back to its founding, was tell parents, your kids are safe here. We're not going to pollute or traumatize your child. We're not going to undermine your role as a parent. We're certainly not going to touch your child's innocence. Instead, the Disney brand represents an insurance policy of wholesomeness and universal values. Once Disney tossed that out the door to become a company dedicated to child abuse and grooming, all of its specialness dissolved. If anything, because the Disney brand is so powerful, it's much more dangerous than entertainment outlets that don't disguise the fact they are not for kids. Today, Disney is like an innocent-looking ice cream truck driven by a child predator. Another of Disney's problems is the death of its golden geese. Thanks to the woke Nazis, Star Wars is doornailed dead as a film franchise, and Marvel is nothing like it was even 5 years ago. We'll see how the Avatar sequel goes next month. But stockholders are looking not just at the ruination of Star Wars and the slow-motion collapse of Marvel. They are also looking at a company so poorly run it could ruin those storied franchises. Finally, there's the smashing victory Ron DeSantis and the GOP won throughout Florida Tuesday night. DeSantis has already stripped Disney of its special privileges. The people of Florida obviously approve of this action and the overall culture war DeSantis is fighting against child predators like the Walt Disney Company. No sympathy here. Any company that targets children for abuse deserves to be turned to ash. Disney deserves to become ash. Disney was once one of the world's greatest and most beloved brands. Now it's a cesspool of drag queens and transsexuals aimed right at your child's innocence.